a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in with all of our friends. Almost 80 for the high today. If that doesn't put you in your good vibes, go back to bed.
Period.
Another day, another dollar. Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're just...
Where's our faves?
They're just pouring in both doors.
They're always pouring in both doors.
Of course. We only have one door to the studio, so.
They're coming in the both of them.
Uh-huh. They're coming through the windows. They're coming through the walls. Who is here?
To the sweat drip down my... Go ahead.
Okay. We have Molly weighing in. Molly says, morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good because tonight is Bunko night. Breeze, see you there.
Oh, wow. Look at what you started. My friend Molly. Look at what you... Started.
Gorge.
You still do Bunko on Thursdays?
It's tonight, but yeah, it changes. It changes monthly, but yes, every month we do Bunko. Tonight is Halloween Bunko. Spooky.
Right.
I don't know if we're going trick-or-treating. I don't know if we're dressing up, but regardless, we'll be there. Who else is here? We have Katie weighing in. Katie says, good morning. Breeze, I saw your video to go to Bristol, and I am heading there this weekend with my family. We made the decision last night. Very excited.
Love that.
Hope the weather is still as great because it was gorgina.
Mm. I can't go back there. I almost died.
No, literally. The trauma is literally setting in. And who else is here? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Damien from Soda's checking in. Vibes are great. I'm kid-free today.
Oh, you better pop off.
Amy, what are you going to do with your... free time. Hang. You know, lay down.
Horizontally in a rot. Listen, too nice of a day to do that, Amy.
I know.
Get that banana hammock on and hit the pool.
Not the banana hammock. I am very grateful for the nice weather. Like I said, went on the boat yesterday. Very awesome. But once this winter weather hits... I will be rotting. I will be hibernating. So, no worries there. What about you, Vibes?
By the way, your neighborhood is an absolute disaster right now. Park Avenue is just it. They're cutting down trees. They're ripping up sidewalks.
I don't take Park Ave anywhere.
It's tough.
Go down the side streets.
And obviously, they're doing it to make it look a lot nicer, but they chopped all the trees down in certain parts of Park Avenue. And I'm like, oh, it's a disaster down there right now, but come next year, I'm sure it's going to look beautiful. You got to get it done. Sometimes the city needs an upgrade. Vibes are up. Got my Dunkin' iced coffee this morning. I'm feeling pretty good. We're getting paid this week, and the weather's beautiful out. So, yeah, overall, I'm feeling good.
Gorge.
I'm trying to think what I have to do this week. I got to take a look at the calendar. Got to take the old peeksy at the calendar. Guys, coming up for the big story of the day. Thank you for the vibe checks this morning. We're going to talk about 62-year-old Penny Bush.
Who
went missing and then later was found in the Genesee River.
Oh, my God.
And her sister has everything to do with that. I'll tell you what happened, when, how, what, where. Coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. And don't forget, download that free Odyssey app. And listen for an hour each day for your shot at $5,000. It's PXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY.
So important to learn how to stab this way.
Just keep stabbing that way.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about 60-year-old Penny Bush, who went missing and was later found dead. Her sister, 53-year-old Jamie Bush, is charged with second-degree murder and tampering with physical evidence after being accused of strangling her sister and Honeyoe Falls, and then dumping her body in the Genesee River. I mean,
her sister?
That's right.
What?
Paperwork says the murder happened at Jamie Bush's home on Ontario Street. This was back on Tuesday, October 8th, between 4:50 p.m. and midnight. And the reports say Jamie Bush threw out all three of her sister's cell phones in the trash at Dunkin' Donuts just before 6 a.m. the next morning to dispose of evidence. I'm not sure why her sister has three phones. I don't know.
Right. That's a little sauce, if you ask me.
It's a lot. But they were in the Dunkin' Donuts dumpster. And then Monroe County Sheriff's deputies began looking for Penny Bush after they did a welfare check on her. I mean, no one answered. That was Friday, October 11th, 3 days later. That's when they found the body in the Genesee River. And Rush in the Monroe County Medical Examiner's Office determined it was the body of Penny Bush.
Wow.
Also, cell phone records, search warrants, and videos, along with surveillance, led deputies to arrest Jamie Bush, who worked at the Honeyoe Falls Lima School District. And she's been put on leave. What a shocker. Talk about sisterly love. What
That's
happened there?
Really bad. That's
yikes.
Really bad.
9-year age gap. Yeah. Threw her younger sister, strangled her, and then threw her into the Genesee River. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, that's all the info I have on that.
It
so
makes
clearly.
Me question, like, how one gets to that point. And also, like, I wonder if there was any type of money involved. There always is money involved.
You never know. I mean,
family money, yeah. Something along those lines. That's really horrific.
It's every Dateline episode we've ever watched, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll keep you posted with that story, because there is more info that's coming in. But a neighbor who lived in the area for more than 25 years just expressed so much shock at the outcome of the case.
100%.
You know, so it's sad, very sad. Coming up on the show, the headlines read that we got this. So this is what it read. We got this email from a mom, and it said, "I've created entitled brats." And Marissa from Webster says it's never enough when it comes to her three kids. Anyone else have kids that feel this way? When is it finally enough? We'll get to Marissa's message for Parental Confidential to see who may be able to offer her and her husband some help today. That's coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Marissa's going through it. When is enough enough when it comes to her three kids? Because she wrote us an email, and it was titled...
Help.
No, I got to find this, because she...
SOS.
Oh, yeah. I have created entitled brats. All right. Marissa from Webster wrote in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Here's my situation. I know you guys don't have kids, but mine are brats. Like so many, my husband and I work hard to provide our children, 16, 12, and 5. Big age gap there. We aim to provide all three of them a better life than we had growing up. Neither of us went without. But there wasn't a lot of extra, and we didn't dare ask for things that weren't needs. Our family does a lot of extra outings, a few trips a year, activities, sports, etc. Being as we have the means for a lot of extras. I, in particular, pour into my kids' wants."
Okay.
Well, that might be a problem. "With the exception of the 16-year-old, our children do not hesitate to ask, beg, demand, or throw a fit if they don't get their way. I love being able to do this for them, but it's the entitled and ungrateful behavior that is really starting to wear me down. Example, on a 5-day family trip to Texas, thousands of dollars spent, hotels, activities, treats, shopping, meals, you name it. The 12-year-old asked for a $100 pair of jeans. I tell her, no, we can get those much cheaper at Boot Barn. Pouts for the rest of the day and voices how she never gets anything she wants, later gets mad and runs off at the mouth because we said no to more candy. Later that day, while eating popcorn and drinking soda, our 5-year-old wanted cotton candy. I reminded him, we've gotten it twice on this trip. And he begins screaming at us, you guys are terrible.
Oh.
I hate this family. Several people turned to stare at us. Heading home from the trip, we asked their favorite part of the trip. Both the 12 and 5-year-old reply, nothing. Why is it never enough? And how can I get my kids to see how blessed we really are with all the extras we have in life? I want them to be thankful and appreciate instead of their entitled and ungrateful attitudes. Okay, how many of you guys feel for Marissa?
I feel like we all feel for her. And also, like, there's nothing like doing everything you possibly can for your kid and them still not being grateful and appreciative.
Well, yeah, I agree 100%.
There's no way to feel other than defeated, completely and utterly defeated.
If you have kids who have also acted this ungrateful, please give us a call. Tell us what you did to handle it. I'm actually very interested myself to figure out what some parents do in this situation. 585-252-9800
is the number. I fear that when I was younger, this might have been me. Not to this extreme, but I look back on some of the things I said and did, and I'm like, you were definitely pretty ungrateful.
I think that was all of us, because, you know...
And it makes me feel bad.
My father was the type of guy who grew up with nothing, nothing, and he wanted to give me and my two brothers the life he never had, and that... I admire him now, because at 27 years of age, with a new mortgage, 3 kids, a wife, and all of that on his back alone, that couldn't have been easy, you know?
27? We can't even do it at 30 and 40.
At 27, I was like, Dad, I'm going to LA. I'm going to find myself. He's like, I found you. You're right here. it's tough, but you want to give your kids the life you didn't necessarily have yourself, and sometimes this is the result. The kids get spoiled. They get entitled. They expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. Let's go over to Kyle, who's weighing in first. Kyle says, stop buying them everything. Give them chores to earn money. And that's what money they have to spend. If they run out, that's on them. But I would start adding consequences to smart mouth and yelling at you guys. My parents did well for themselves, and we will always get what we wanted at Christmas and birthdays. A few odd times throughout the year, but my sister and I had chores and was given an allowance. Do they have an allowance, Marissa?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do on top of the stuff that they already get. You know what I mean? And I think it's hard as a parent because, and again, I know I'm not a parent, but I'm a daughter. I had a parent. I had two parents. It's hard because you can't set this precedent and then take it away because they'll retaliate even more. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You've been giving this to them for X amount of time.
Well, you got to put a stop to it at some point. It doesn't sound like the 16-year-old is really the issue, but when it comes to her 12 and 5-year-old, that's what's really tough. Because, and you can't expect a 5-year-old to understand the value of money.
Right.
For the last 5 years of their life, they've gotten everything they've needed. So yeah, it's tough to reverse that now. Christine says, I was never taught the value of money, and it really screwed me as an adult. Give these kids a laundry list of chores to start earning money.
Fast cash. For sure. I definitely fear that every kid is like this to some extent. Some are worse than others. I mean, we just said we look back and we regret how we treated our parents.
Yeah.
In some instances when they were literally just trying to give us the world. And I know it's hard, and I do say this a lot, but for all the kids and teenagers listening right now, like, your parents, specifically your mom, are always right. And
specifically your mom. Yeah, but I can think of a couple of times that would be the case.
Sure. Yeah, and I know it's hard to see at that age, but it's definitely going to hit you someday. I think probably when you're 30. This person says, doing better for your kids isn't about buying them things. I have a 9-year-old and almost 3-year-old, and we went to buy pumpkins one weekend and came back with almost 50 $5. I looked at my 9-year-old and she said, let's go get our pumpkins at Aldi. She's so much cheaper. It's so much cheaper. And I agreed. I teach her the value of money. She also taught me a thing or two as well. My 12-year-old shops at Goodwill and is changing up her wardrobe. Our jobs as parents is to create kind humans that eventually will be on their own in the world someday. I hate a bratty kid.
Yeah, but that also comes with creating experiences with your kids too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily, like she said, buying them stuff. You know, how many kids today just beg for their dad to go kick the ball around with them? I remember that forever. Like, my dad would be exhausted after a long day. He was doing hard physical labor, but he'd come home and he was in the backyard with me and my brothers playing soccer. We waited all day for him to get home. And it's like, it's about the experiences too. Yeah. The buying stuff, I mean, that's one thing. Adam says, this is pretty much my son, you guys. My kid is 6 and desperate for a Switch, Nintendo Switch. But every time we went into a shop, he'd ask for about 10 different things in there. And if he got something, he almost immediately asked for something else. So he gets nothing for free now. Instead, he has to earn it. And that's where the allowance thing comes back up.
I took my son to Universal Studios for the first week of July. His behavior had landed him in foster care earlier this year. His behavior on the trip was absolutely disgusting. He got physical with me and telling me what a bee I am. And I was on the floor of the hotel lobby. Oh, my God.
What are we? What's going on?
See, this is why you have to nip it in the bud right now.
Universal is not a cheap place to go.
It's definitely not.
Mark says they don't understand the value because they've never been taught. Minimum wage is $15. So you have them work until they hit $100 to understand the value, and then you take 20% back in taxes. Okay. Mark's got it down. Let me get to Janae real quick here. Janae says it's awesome to want to provide your kids with everything they want and need. But the problem is it doesn't usually teach them the value of these things. They're not working for them in any way. They've learned to expect it. Mm-hmm. And that's where you have to kind of draw the line and stop giving them everything. Because like Marissa says, our family does a lot to pour in our kids' wants and needs. Well, time to cut back, I guess.
Right. Of course.
And then one more person says, we got a listener that says your youngest is 5, so you can't expect him to understand the value of money when his entire life he's gotten whatever he wanted. Yeah, kind of similar to what I said. This will pass as they get older, as long as you make it a point to teach him to be grateful and not continue to give him everything he wants as he gets older.
Correct.
There you have it. All right, it's probably going to be really difficult, I'm assuming, Marissa, but time to just...
just finding that balance.
Cut it off.
Yeah, just finding that balance for sure.
And really giving them an allowance. Because you know they're going to ask for $15 an hour, right, for their allowance.
Of course they are.
They're going to get a full paycheck at the end of the week. Thank you guys for all the messages this morning. I know so many people are probably dealing with what our girl Marissa is going through too. So we always appreciate you guys texting in for Parental Confidential. If you do want to be a part of the segment, hit us up on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester, or you can send the messages to our Facebook page at 98PXY. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.